In a press release, Greg Erickson, the developer of the Quinns Junction Partnership property, says he's formed an exclusive partnership with National Film Capital of China to explore specific areas of strategic partnership for the approved 374,000-square-foot film studios at Quinns Junction. National Film Capital, based in Beijing, is China's state-run fund management company. In a prepared statement, Buting Yang, chairman of National Film Capital, said his company looks forward to exploring all areas of strategic cooperation with the Park City Film Studios. According to Erickson, both Yang and another partner visited Park City during the Sundance Film Festival in January. Erickson says Park City Film Studios will be the first international film hub of its kind in a resort environment. The studios will focus on making films as well as post-production, film financing, technology, and advancing a cultural exchange between filmmakers in China and the U.S. China is the world's second biggest box office in the world, and it's expected that it could surpass the U.S. by the end of the decade. As Hollywood's traditional movie funding sources dry up, studios increasingly see Beijing as a future bankroll. In fact, Iron Man 3 opened in China the same day it did in the U.S. Speaking on National Public Radio last week, Kim Masters, who reports for The Hollywood Reporter, told Renee Montaigne that the China market is a big one.
It's very hard right now, harder than ever, I would say, for studios to find financing for their movies, which, as you know, are very expensive. So there is China, now the number two market, as you said, in the world, probably going to be number one by 2020, if not sooner. And there's a lot of money to be had. The question is, how do they get at it?
She added that Hollywood is very interested in bringing China on as a co-producer.
And they had a Chinese investor in the movie, though, which was step one. And they then put in some Chinese elements into the movie. But it's not really clear what you have to do to become an official Chinese co-production. And if you can become an official Chinese co-production, you get a lot of goodies. You get access to the marketplace and you get more of the profit. So that's the goal. Unfortunately, the Chinese have not spelled out how you get to that goal. With Iron Man 3, they initially thought they might be able to get there, and they couldn't.
KPCW's phone calls to Greg Erickson for comment were not returned. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.